Hello. Welcome back to Public Enemy, a board game experience. This is episode 2
Discount D&D?
Discount D&D. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so our recap, right? We got four people. We got Jacob, Samson, Matthew, and me. Okay?
No.
Samson, he's a water elemental.
He's a lightning elemental?
I'm an electric elemental.
Oh,
Carson's kind of dumb.
He's an electric elemental. Jacob, he was an elf, right? You were high elf. But then he got raped, and now he's half ascended.
Even higher elf.
Yeah, and Matthew.
Yeah, he's a high
high
elf.
You were.
I'm a lizard.
Lizard.
I can't say I'm surprised.
Okay.
And that's pretty much where we left off.
Okay.
And Samson, it's your turn.
Yes, it is.
So, Samson,
can you zoom in on my squares, please, Chef? Alright, so
dude,
I'm on those set of islands.
Oh, I should probably start recording with OBS, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I search around the island for more resources?
Shit, I gotta update OBS. One second, let's update OBS.
Yes.
OBS got a brand new update. Let's record with,
Can you shut up, Jacob?
Can you shut your mouth?
Jacob, shut the fuck up. Like, actually.
Can you shut the fuck up?
We're
recording this.
Okay. We don't need to know your every step.
Okay.
Now I know when Jacob's.
Okay, so now I know when Jacob's.
So you gather a bunch of sticks and wood.
Yes.
But then.
Oh, God. Help me!
You see an old man. He's walking towards you.
End him.
End
him. He has sunglasses. And that's it. That's why he's wearing his sunglasses. And he's walking up.
So everything is out there. For all we know, he could breathe. He could have been a sprint wanking.
No, that's how he's walking up to you. But instead of sprinting, he's walking.
You couldn't have mentioned that before.
Is he like walking forward and wanking, or is he like thrusting to his hands with?
It's like he'll do 2 pounds and then he'll thrust and then he'll go back into it, you know.
Okay,
Carson, the audio files better not corrupt.
Chef, I have a question. Is he using anti-itch lotion to do this procedure?
You know, I might.
He's using a mixture of the anti-itch lotion and just normal lotion.
So he has like that slight scratch. So I walk up to him and I say, "Yo, what's a slightly scratched balls, man?"
He pulls your shirt and your armor over your head. Then he proceeds to pull down your pants and.
Samson, defend yourself.
I like where this is going.
But it's hitting you just.
I pull out my own anti-itch lotion.
Tell him it's a.
And what do you proceed to do with it?
I proceed to lather my product producer.
Okay. And after he finishes, what do you do?
I take out my soul sword and I threaten him. I threaten him to give me his sunglasses.
He gives them to you and he says, "That was a pretty small price to pay."
Wow. Interesting.
Just get it because I'm Asian.
Okay then.
You put the sunglasses on and then realize that they block your vision. You also didn't like the guy was blind.
Can I take him off and, like, throw them at him now?
No, they're permanently stuck to your face because the lotion burned into your skin.
Chemically bonded.
Chemically, yeah. But it's okay. You can probably just put some electricity on it and it'll just fry right off your face.
I would like to do that, and then I would like to throw the broken sunglasses in the vicinity.
You do this. You do this. And the plastic melts to your face.
I knew this would happen.
Burns your skin, and then it falls off. But now you have a permanent mark of where glasses used to be.
Man, that's great. I will never forget.
But at least people can tell where your eyes are.
I'll never forget this moment. Now.
At least in the general vicinity of that scar.
Great. So after my day's over, I would like to rest.
Would you like to rest by the old man who's sleeping?
No, I think I'll pass this time.
This time.
Okay.
Next time I run into him, you never know.
Big okay. Boy Carson.
Sweet.
Okay. So after reaching land from your ferry, what do you like to do?
Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, Shep. I'm going to collect as much product as I can from the townspeople while also charging 2 gold each for it.
Okay, everybody thinks that's a steal. You do it till sundown, so it's nighttime.
Okay. So, how much coin did I get?
I hate to say it, but... do I have to say 200?
Yes! So I now have 203.
But also, every guy in the village knows who you are.
Perfect, now I have a reputation. I have 203 gold. Okay, I sleep for the rest of the night.
Okay. Jacob.
Yes.
No, it's Matthew.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, Matthew. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Sorry, I don't care about Lizard Grace. Okay, so after you're done at Walmart... You bought me all the essentials. What do you want to do?
So I would like to go out on the streets, away from the city, and mug people. All the people, all of them, every single one.
Like this.
You're mugging. It's going away. You kicked over a few kindergartners.
Yes.
You're having a great, wonderful time. Even the people that you just mugged are laughing at these kindergartners. But then their dad rolls up. Their dad is a half-giant, 8 foot tall, and has an axe the size of your body.
Cool, I would like
fair.
To also mug
I
him.
I wanted to be 8 feet tall.
Actually, he
goes to swing the axe down at you. You realize he was only hunched over. He's actually 11 feet tall. As the axe
That's
buries into the ground...
Weird.
You dodge it. You run up. You grab him right by the crotch. Bring him down to his knees and use your ice breath to fill his mouth so he eventually dies of suffocation.
Yeah.
He has 200 gold on him. But here's the thing. You didn't completely dodge the thing.
Oh, no.
His axe. So, he cut off a bit of your tail, but you drag him more and that grows back. It's fine, whatever. But he broke your pouch. All of the gold that you made was stolen, and all the meat you had was stolen.
Who stole it? Was it the kindergarten?
Like everybody, but then they ran.
I would throw my sword at the nearest person.
But now, you have 200 gold, which is a little bit more than you had made from mugging.
Cool, can I eat the giant man?
Yeah, you have gators.
Like
you're like a gator.
Flesh.
You have to consume everything, but you have to start from the genitalia.
A little kid just watching
some of his toes.
Eating their dad.
I would best to collect his toes and fingers in a pouch.
Okay.
Snacks for later.
That's Jeff's line.
I like this.
He's right. He's right. So, you're harvesting and eating this entire 11-foot-tall man's body. You completely just munch him up. Okay, he was delectable. The only thing you could have asked for was lamb sauce, okay? Gordon Ramsay would have been jealous. Anyway. So, after doing this act, you realize you're pretty tired. But you didn't finish him all the way. So, like, Luke in Star Wars, do you want to crawl inside of the wonton for some warmth?
No, I want to pin his body against the nearest tree and just sleep on the floor.
Are you sure? Okay, so you're trying to pin his body against the tree, but
yeah,
it falls on you and you get wontoned like Luke. And that's the end of your turn.
It was inevitable.
Jacob
has nothing to say.
All right. Carson,
wait, Carson. Or Jacob. So you're laying there, laying on your side in a fetal position. Your body feels enriched. Your butthole hurts a lot. You can't move your legs. You can barely move your right arm. The only thing you can move is your left arm. And there's one wolf coming at you. What do you do?
Can I grab a weapon?
No, you're too weak.
Fuck jizz on it.
In under 30 seconds, your record time, it hits it. It hits it with such force, it's like a bullet.
Christ.
Just kidding.
It hits him, just dead in between the eyes. Boom! Like Carol Baskins whenever she meets the Tiger King.
I need
just
to watch
like
right between the eyes.
Five checked his wife with a 5-7.
I need to watch Tiger King, don't I?
If you watch it, it's great. Okay.
Alright, so what do we do in this turn, boys?
So you realize you need protein. There's a dead wolf. What do you do?
Munchy time.
So you crawl over to the wolf. You start eating it. But you realize your saliva is no longer saliva.
That's true, after Jacob's encounter.
It's product.
God fucking damn it.
The only thing that you can eat and drink, you're like a succubus.
Do that again.
You're like a succubus.
Succubus.
Check the planning chat. Shep, there are a couple images in there you might enjoy.
What?
The succubus.
Alright, anyways, I suppose I just suck the wolf off then. There's nothing that can be done.
You suck with such intensity, you slurp up everything that was in this test. You start sucking his body into you. Just... That's what you did.
Okay.
That was a wolf and a bird. Okay. So anyway, after this act, you feel strengthened. You're able to walk. What do you do? This action will end your turn.
Well, I'm not sure yet. What are my options?
You can either rest, gather materials, or splank.
Let's gather material.
Oh. Okay, so you gather materials, and that's the end of your turn. Okay.
Yellow skin time.
As you were dreaming a nice, peaceful dream, you realized something.
Oh no.
You realize there's a kick in your belly. Like a baby.
Samson, are you pregnant?
Yeah, you're pregnant.
What? Excuse me. I am a male.
Oh, yeah, I know. You're pregnant. Okay. What do you do? Jacob?
Does this tender me in any way?
So, you're really hungry. So, that's...
Alright, so, I search for... That's the only thing that Jacob said.
Suck.
No, I'll have to find the soundbite. 1 second.
Okay, so you find this berry bush, you eat it, and then you feel something.
The bush. Eat the bush.
He eats everything. Yes.
Oh, that's true. He does eat pans.
1 second. Alright.
So anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Anyway. You eat this and then you feel something. You feel like you have to pee. But it's like really intense. What do?
I pee?
You pee, but you start giving birth to something. Something unimaginable. Something.
Now I take my soul sword.
Something atrocious.
He's just gonna
something. Something holy, as you begin to realize, as it's on the floor. It looks like the TV version of Tatanka.
How large is it, and did Samson take damage?
I found the sound effect.
He took a little bit of damage. What? Bandito Dorito and suck. You need to shorten that to suck.
Okay, I need to get the suck that MP3.
Okay, but anyway, it's like a little tiny, little itty-bitty Tatanka. He gets up. His,
hold on.
I don't think you understand. God. We're gonna show you it.
Oh, interesting. Chef is opening a tab.
Oh my god!
Wait, Chef, what did you just open?
No,
A tab. Pay attention.
Oh, the Tatanka chibi from R6.
This is kind of what he looks like, minus the gun.
Okay. It came with
the
helmet.
He's about the size of your hand.
Oh, that's not that bad.
He kind of looks like this, more, without the gun.
Yeah. Okay.
Interesting.
What do you want to do with him? He's Fortnite dancing right now.
Gosh. Throw it in a dumpster.
Okay, so I have a question. If he grows up and I give him a weapon, will he fight for me since he is my son?
He only fights for the motherland.
The motherland.
Well, technically, you are the mother.
Exactly, so he fights for me.
Yes.
So I pick him up.
And do you put him on your shoulder?
Yeah, I put him up on my shoulder
Or do you put him in your underwear, kind of like a hamster pouch?
I put him on my shoulder.
He makes a certain sound. He whispers into your ear. It sounds a lot like a sound effect. A certain S-U-C-C sound effect.
I just can't. I can't.
Jacob, that was your cue.
I tried.
Just scream it. Okay, he screams into your ear. Suck your blit.
I'm about to get it, boys.
Okay, right. So he screams in my ear. Suck your blit.
Suck your blit. He not what he screams. Okay. And then blip. Okay. And okay, what do you want to do now?
I would like to gather more materials and more food.
As you gather materials, you're going to hit Usher with your soul sword, right? He jumps down onto your soul sword, and then before you hit the tree, he just sideways karate chops it, cutting the tree perfectly in half.
Wumbo fusing the forever box.
And that's...
Why is everyone getting advantages but me and Matthew?
You guys suck.
That's half of the people.
Anyway, he kicks down the tree, then he jumps onto the ground, catches it, and starts bench pressing it. But as he's doing this, you're shocked, and a bear is sneaking up behind you. He puts the tree down. He goes to the bear, and by singing this magical song, like, I can't even describe the song to you, but it sounds like the Russian national anthem.
Wait, Chef, can I give it a try?
Jacob.
Oh, yes?
Russian national anthem. We're giving you cues.
Oh, okay, alright, got it.
That's what he screams to the bear. The bear, in fear, runs away.
I can keep playing that if you want.
Okay, we're done. It's your turn.
Oh yes, it's my turn.
Carson.
No.
I give him a look on the head.
You trip on a rock and fall asleep. Matthew, what do you want to do? I'm joking. I'm joking. What do you want to do, Carson?
Okay, can you zoom out a little bit? I want to start heading towards Dragon's Eye.
The most direct route?
Yes.
So you move here.
Okay. Then for the night, I'd like to use my meditation and dream about killing people with swords.
Okay. So you do that for 3 hours. You wake up, it's nighttime. What do you want to do? You're also in a swamp.
Okay. Can I search for Shrek?
You start searching. And you see this house. It's burned down. And then you see this ogre man with a gauntlet with several stones in it. Walking towards you. He grabs you by the neck, and he says these words. What are you doing in the swamp?
My fun is in something one considers balancing.
Chip, I reply, or do I have no air to breathe?
You are blushing hard right now.
Okay,
so embarrassed.
I squeak out, I'm sorry, I was just traveling to Dragon's Eye. I didn't know your swamp was here.
And he says...
And then I whisper,
he whispers into your ear, into your ear.
Into your ear?
He just goes up.
This is my swamp. And proceeds to turn you around. And I think we all know where this is going.
Okay. I willingly accept I do not fight him.
There was no choice in fighting.
Okay, continue. What happened?
So, you were just being... You are... You lose everything.
I know.
You go to the basement and you're locked up.
Carson, you are being butt-fucked and now you're a slave.
A certain type of slave.
BDSM, bitch.
Okay, Matthew. It's Matthew time. Matthew.
Cool. I'm gonna go to the school.
Are you gonna do a knowledge?
school's over. You told us that last time.
That was...
Oh, no, it was over for that day, Carson, you genius.
Oh, yes, a big dog.
You slave, Carson, gosh.
So, with your 200 gold, what do you want to do?
I'm going to pay somebody to give me more insight with my spell book.
You pay them. And he translates a few things for you and teaches you these spells. You learn two spells, okay? Oh, guys, guess what? It's spellbook time. Yay. Spellbook time. Yay.
Yay.
Everybody Yay. Loves spellbook time.
Spellbook time.
Spellbook time.
Spellbook time.
During spellbook time, I suggest we all check our phones. Except for Shep, because he has to do spellbook time.
Okay. Okay. You learned spell number 10. Chaos Bolt.
That's sick. Okay.
That any good, though? Usually all the spells with cool names are shit, and all the spells with shit names are good.
And number 7.
What about the spell that's
just Catapult.
What about the spell called True Resurrection? I mean, that's a pretty cool name, and it's pretty cool.
Did you look that up, or is that on the list?
No, it's not. It's not on the list, I don't think.
Okay, good, because that's not supposed to be on there.
Shep, I remember, remove that.
Wait, Shep, how did you spell student?
S-T-U-D-N-T. Student, what's wrong? I don't know. Jacob, what's wrong with it? S-T-U-D-N-T.
What was the second spell?
Yeah, S-T-U-D-N-T.
S-T-U-D-N-T.
Okay,
S-T-U-D-N-T.
No, D-N-T.
So wait, Shep. What,
D-E-N-T, Shep.
So, you
add
no. Chaos. Chaos Bolt.
Yeah.
What it does, it's just this powerful, basically dark energy blast. The worse of a person you are, which you are because you just mugged people and kicked over kindergartners, the stronger it is, but it can also make an opponent scared or submissive if they're weak enough, and only works on NPCs. And then Catapult, you can use it to throw large things like a catapult, not a trebuchet. A catapult.
Trebuchet.
I said trebuchet. And
let's move on.
And anyway, you can either do that with large objects, or you can just yeet yourself. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. What is this?
No, it's worth it.
What is it? I'm scared.
I'm gonna check this on my phone so that it doesn't show up on the recording.
Oh my god. What the? This is really weird. It's an inception for you guys, isn't it?
That is an inception ship.
Can we take a minute? Appreciate
daughter rides mom while son motor boots.
I love that.
Why? Why, Jacob?
I didn't send it. Carson did.
Oh,
God.
Carson.
Now next up.
And that takes all of your turn because you had to learn the spells and all that, okay? It took a while.
Great, now we're back to Jacob.
Jacob, what do you do? You're feeling stronger. You feel stronger every second.
Okay, so like, let's go to Icy Hold.
So I have a slide out thing for my mouse, and I keep hitting my mouse out the back of it. I'll show you a picture. Anyway,
yeah, I've been to your house. I've seen it.
Okay, so you travel to Icy Hold.
What's the likelihood that I can just fucking kill everyone?
You see a guy walking up the street challenging anyone to a fight. What do you do?
Butt rape him.
Kill him and eat his flesh.
And what you do, you have this overwhelming urge. You walk up to him, and you whisper into his ear, "I want you inside me." Fuck! And anyway, you grab him by the clothes, you rip it out, you drink the nectar, the product.
And then
you just jam your hand through his chest, through his ribs, grab his heart, rip it out, and put it through his face.
Okay, then.
There we go.
Alright, he's completely 100% dead, but she did it in front of the orphanage during a play. It was a play.
Jacob's like even better.
Even better. A bunch of kids.
Like, yes, an orphanage. What are they going to tell their parents?
A bunch of kids run up to you with a bunch of wooden swords. What do you do?
Condom, bust out the pants.
You do it. It goes straight through their bodies, instantly killing them. And you know, like in video games, like Assassin's Creed, where when you kill somebody, you like turn around and kill the other guy.
Yeah.
Basically, you do like spin moves in between them, and you kill 14 children, all 13, simultaneously. Well, like through their chest.
What are they going to do? Tell their parents?
We now call this the schlong speed.
But as you do that, you're ripping out the product producer and drinking the nectar.
Well, you got to be sustained. All right, let's just go on a murderous rampage throughout the entire city. Fuck it.
You do it. Every time you drink it, you become stronger. You reach.
You coward, you'll never stop me. With every suck, I grow stronger.
You see this guy. He's 20 foot. Half giant with a giant hammer. He goes to swing it at you. You stop it with just your bare hand, shattering the hammer. You walk up to him. You rip out the product producer. Drink its nectar. And as he's on his knees, begging for mercy, you grab his eyeballs, rip them out, and just chuck them through his heart.
Oh, no. So is the city now mine?
Yeah, and everyone's dead.
Alright, so I got a couple boats now?
Yes.
Alright, let's wait for some ships to come in. I'm gonna kill them too.
Okay, that ends your turn. I'm
gonna kill fucking everything.
Samson.
Fuck you, Samson.
Good day.
Samson.
I would like to head back to Maine again.
Okay, so you make a little boat out of all of the wood you've gathered, and you
travel.
Why
would I do that?
Because you can't use your ability.
Why not?
You don't have enough food.
That's fair. What about the bear?
The bear? He ran away.
No, we kill him.
No, the bear. Bear's
gone. Yeah, no, I understand. I understand.
Oh, wait, the bear?
Yeah. Okay, so you have little Tachanka on your shoulder. He listens to every command you say.
Okay.
This guy, he walks up to you. He looks like a... So, he walks up to you. This man, he's muscular. He's fit. And he says, "Who are you, challenging me in my land?" And before you can say anything, little Tachanka jumps. He does that, but it's not a weapon. He has a bunch of, like, splinters, but they're, like, the size of toothpicks, okay? He has them in a pile stacked beside them. You gotta remember, he's tiny. He's, like, the size of a Funko Pop. And there's just this pack beside him, and it's massive. He grabs one, and he starts chucking them. You can't even see his arm. The stack is just disappearing. It's all out. And then you look at the guy closely, and you can see little holes through his entire face, just through him. Okay. And he falls over dead.
Oh my god.
Baby Tachanka, or Chibi Tachanka, walks up to him, jumps onto his chest, right, goes to his throat, makes a fist, and just sucker punches his throat in.
Alright, so after this entire exchange happened,
it only
lasts
for like 2 minutes.
I know, I walk up to my son, and I give him a little kiss on the forehead.
He loves you, and he says, those exact words, and you say, "I'm proud of you." But what do you want to name him?
I shall name him.
Fucking laser sight.
I shall name him Sprint Wank.
Splank.
Yes.
Or. Yeah, Splank. His name's Splank.
Splank.
Okay.
And then
so your name.
After that,
he says, "I accept this name." Four. Four. It represents the motherland. And you're the motherland, by the way.
Yes, I understand.
You walk up ahead, and you see this old, old man. He's not the one from earlier. He's old. He walks up to you, and he's like, "Did you kill that boy? Please tell me you did." And you, what do you say?
Yeah.
And he's like,
LMG! Mounted!
Stop! Jacob!
Jacob, control yourself.
See, he says, "Thank you. How will I ever repay you?" And before you can speak, Splank jumps out and he says, "LMG!" And that's all he says. Don't, Jacob, I swear to God.
Mounted! And loaded!
And he wants it mounted and loaded. So, he's like, "I am an experienced toysmith." And he walks in. He walks into this little shack. It has a bunch of these toy-making materials. And he starts crafting this perfect structure, almost. It's really tiny. It's perfect.
Santa Claus? What the hell?
It's perfect for Splank. And it's this little mini LMG with this disc ammo thing.
I'll pull up
on top.
Wait.
It's tiny. He jumps up. He grabs the disc full of tiny bullets that are easily replaced by pebbles in case you run out of actual ammo. He jams it on there and he says, "Jacob, now's the time."
LMG!
Mounted! And he loves it so much, the little guy. And, Tiffin's your turn.
I love this entire connection.
I'll send this to you, boys.
Carson.
Oh, yes, it is my turn now.
No. So you're being held captive.
He comes down
the stairs with the Infinity Gauntlet. And he says, I will let you go, but I feel bad for this, because he's a struggling rapist. He says, I can have my friend Bugs take you somewhere, up away from here, and then, he says, but I will give you one power. One strength. What do you want?
I ask him what powers there are that he can give me.
He says, well, since you can't decide, I'll pick it for you. And then...
I say, pick it for me.
He thinks real hard and deep. He says, do or do not. There is no try, and he thinks harder. He thinks harder.
Do not.
Does he think hard enough that he pops?
Oh, he already busted one just from coming down the stairs.
Okay.
He has so much built up, it's insane. He gives you... I give you the ability... of Soaring Sparrow. And what it does is you're allowed to leap and glide great distances, but also you are able to rain down fiery arrows from a magical bow. It's kind of like a third arm. It just comes out of you.
Like where?
So you know where your left arm is? Imagine you had another one of those on your nipple.
More central? And lower.
No. Okay. It's like you have two, it's like a magical arm. It just comes out of you. And then there's another one that comes out of you on the same side where your nipples are. And it shoots like a bunch of fiery arrows down. Nipples. And then after it shoots all of its arrows, you spiral and then you slam into your target or the ground or wherever. And it does a bunch of fired damage, and it's super precise. Instead of it exploding everywhere, you can have it all concentrated onto one point, and it's basically like a fiery death explosion beam.
Okay. So
think of dynamite as a laser beam.
I would like to thank Shrek by giving him one last goodbye stroke.
He immediately thanks you. As he goes,
and then I use my new ability to hop and glide as far towards the dragon's eye as I can.
Okay. So you make it to here.
Oh, great. I can make it there within the next day.
Yeah. Okay, Jacob. So a ship, it comes in. It docks. Nobody gets off, but the ship, you know you're strong enough, if you punch in the middle of it, the entire ship will just explode.
But could I kill everyone on board because I want
the song? No. No, everyone would just fly out, but the entire ship would be destroyed.
But I want the loot.
You can get the loot in the water. There's a ship is destroyed.
I see. All right, so, ram the ship.
You ram your fist into the front of the ship. It explodes. And this guy, he lands. He lands. You whip your face up. And you're like, who are you? And you realize he's a frog. And
a frog?
He says, he's a frog. Just, and he says, My name is Uncle Craggy.
Okay. Is there any significance to this name?
Yes.
Okay, what does Uncle Craggy want?
And he says, "Who are you to destroy my ship?" in a Kermit voice.
I respond with, Shaggy.
With the word Shaggy?
Shaggy, that's all I say, Shaggy.
And he says, "Who the crap is Shaggy?" in a Kermit voice. And then he says, "For destroying my ship, I'll have to teach you, well, power means big booty bitch."
And
so he goes almost at the speed of light. He's right in front of you. And he pushes you. You go flying through a building.
Okay.
You get up. This board is sticking through your shoulder. You grab it. You rip it out. You lose a bit of product, but it doesn't matter because you murdered 200 people. You throw it away. And you say you're going to die for that.
Alright. Hit him with the max wank.
With both hands.
You may fire when ready.
With both hands twisting like an Indian rug burn.
He realized it's Matthew's turn.
It shoots almost at the speed of light.
Alright, so let's calculate how much kinetic energy that'll have.
Okay, calculate it.
Mass of the average faster. Male ejaculation. 2.5 milliliters. Alright, 2.5 milliliters, so let's do 1 milliliters to kilograms.
Milliliters.
Yes, how to convert feet to pounds.
We're going to go to calculate.
How to convert ounces to gallons.
How many inch pounds are in 46 pounds?
Alright.
How many
Come on.
Right down.
How much force does that have? How much kinetic force?
Find out. Alright. It's to the 14th. 2.2468875 times 10 to the 14th. So he's fucking dead.
You realize it takes all of your energy to be able to do this again. You didn't know this at first, but now you know. It goes, it travels faster than he can even blink, but he doesn't need to see. He feels it coming. He grabs it. He molds it into a ball. And have you seen Kung Fu Panda 2? He kind of just reverse cards you.
He does that. I've seen it.
He does that. And it flies back at straight to your mouth. Wow, you were one step ahead of me. You regain all the power you just wasted, but you can't do that move again because you have serious burns.
Yeah, I was like, he's gonna have like third degree burns on,
not
and
not even bleeding.
All right.
Second degree.
Let's go, Kung Fu Panda on his ass.
But he goes right in front of you, and he says, "I know I must end you," in a Kermit voice, and he makes a message to his son, or to his adopted son, Kermit. Kermit, with great power comes a big booty bitches. And he proceeds to commit the ultimate sacrifice and explodes with all of his power, shredding you in half
Your top half goes flying, your other half completely obliterated. You go flying.
You God.
Trees. Houses.
Jacob isn't half the man he once was.
He hits the dirt, you bounce off. You land straight onto your face. And you're like, what have I done? Your body's already starting to regrow because you store your product in the heart. Okay.
So you're saying this moved me closer to a town with more people, right?
No, it moved you away from people.
Fuck. Alright, we need to master the transportation method because it seems very effective.
No, you got exploded. You only moved one... You move all the way... You went from here to here.
That seems like a very effective transport method that I should master.
Your legs go back. They're so weak and fragile. You're so hungry. You look anorexic. You have no product left.
Wait, so you're saying I look like a leaf?
You look less than a leaf.
So I look like great.
You look.
I swear to God, if
lowest of lows.
Oh, so Rachel.
Yes, but skinnier. Like, you're basically to the bone.
I see. So Rachel.
Oh my God. Okay, fine, yes.
There we go. I was able to throw enough shade that Shep just fucking gave up.
The opposite of Beth.
Yeah, you reverse Bethany, basically. And you must eat.
Matthew,
you die. You can't see any berry bushes near you. You approximately have 12 minutes to live. What do you do?
There are trees nearby, right?
Yes. Oh, God.
He's going to inhale the tree.
No, he's going to eat the bark.
Inhale tree.
Are they maple trees?
Yes.
All right. We're going to Canada this bitch.
I knew it. He asked the right questions.
Canada.
You drink three trees dry, and you realize these are living things, meaning that that is technically their product.
Suck.
You regain your strength, but it will never be what it once was. And Samson, it is now your turn. And you meet, and after your Tatanka, or your flank, gets this upgrade.
They realize they even skipped Matthew!
Yo, Shep.
What?
Come on. When it gonna be my turn?
Oh! LMG. Oh, yeah, Matthew.
Matthew's supposed to go right after me, isn't it?
Yeah, I keep forgetting about Matthew.
Yo, Matthew got that pun of the year, bro.
Yeah, and that's why he didn't get a turn.
That was after you skipped my turn.
Okay. Okay. So what do you want to do?
Can I mug some more kindergartners? I would like to check for kindergartners.
Yes, you can. So, your search area is approximately...
expand.
This large.
Matthew and John.
Wait, are those pieces not even on the board, Shep?
They can't be, otherwise they can't move them. So that's your search area, you can find no kindergartners.
Okay, cool. I'm just gonna move...
Where?
Can you please move so I can see what is to the left of me?
But I don't want to do that.
That is so tiny.
All you did was zoom out.
Yeah, you can see what's to the left of you.
I'll be right back.
Okay, cool. I would like to move to the left of me.
Okay.
That's left, yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. How do you spell student?
Matthew's sarcasm is the best. Oh my god, dude. Matthew is fucking chonky.
Can you roll the nat 20 perception check?
Yes, I am everywhere. Is there any people to Meg here?
Yes, you find an entire orphanage full of kindergartners.
What are they going to do, tell their parents?
I would like to take all their
things and
burn it down.
We get it, Jacob! God!
You take all of their things. All of them.
Yes, I would like to now burn it down.
You burn it down, your chaos bolt...
I'm hostage.
Your chaos bolt is so strong, it can obliterate buildings.
Yes.
See, a chaos bolt... For even the most brutal of people, the most evil, is still not that strong. But for you, you are so evil, so vile.
Okay, then the next
thing
that
you can obliterate buildings with one of the weakest spells in the game.
Cool. One last thing. So the one I took as hostage, I want to do a test fire of my catapult spell just to see how far I can launch him.
You launch him, and he approximately goes half a square. But you got him out. He's pretty tiny.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, my man
I can use orphans as projectiles.
Oh my god. What have you done, Shep? No! Matthew's not deserving to become a full-size egg.
Stop conquering.
I couldn't.
Stonk has been a
this will remind me when it's Matthew's turn.
That's the wrong square, though.
No, that's the right square. It just covers the entire square.
I moved to the left, Shepard.
That is to the left.
You got debated hard.
That's. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll be there.
Chunky's going after her.
I'm back.
Yes.
I am the god among men.
Person, you missed
I'm
a bit.
I'm the blue one.
Catch me up.
No.
I launched an orphan half a square.
Listen to the footage later, Carson. Stop.
Please. Okay.
I am a god among men.
Stop building Bethany. Down.
Yes, and the time is stop.
Should I say Sam?
Chef, on to Samson's turn.
Or should
okay,
I say
Samson. What do you want to do?
I think we do one more round of turns.
I say I and Schwank, we look for food. Berries, bears, deer, old men, orphans, everything.
You Schwank calls upon the spirit of a forgotten land called Russia. Because remember, it's been obliterated in this timeline completely, just absolutely just crushed.
Yes. Entirely disintegrated.
And he calls upon the true motherland.
Sure.
And the bear, two bears. He grabs one, the weaker one, and he breaks its neck. And the other one, you can use as a mount.
Oh, shit!
Samson riding into that staff.
Yo, I'm a bear, bitch!
No, you can ride a bear.
Yeah, I know. I shall name the bear Schwank's son. That is his name.
Schwank.
Together.
I'm surprised. Son. I'm surprised you didn't go, Daddy-san! Because you're Asian.
We shall call him Cracker the Third, the opposite of Yellow Skin.
But he's brown. So when
Cracker
he technically
the third.
Be N-word the third.
Cracker the third!
When he technically be N-word
Cracker
the third.
The third!
So he's Nightmare the Third.
God. Yeah, sure.
I
whatever.
Don't
I don't get that. I think I'm middle class. Poor. No. Dirt poor.
Okay. Anyway, after naming Nightmare the Third, you go to this place because you're feeling kind of a little sleepy. It's called Girk.
Oh, yes. I'm familiar with that establishment. I had to bribe them several times.
Oh, God, no.
And you travel to Gert.
Okay.
You walk up to the front doors.
The front door of a toll town. Yes. Stupid.
Yeah, it does. It's just one big house.
Yo, you ever been to Wild Run?
You open it, and it's a bunch of these half-muted goblins. And the only words they say are Gert. There's about 100 of them. They jump down from almost every direction.
What?
I'm playing.
Okay. This is my voice. What? Okay.
Samson's gonna get jerked on.
Nah, man. Nightmare the third. Out of his ass. Watch.
I was about to say that, actually. Okay,
yes,
anyway.
I'm gonna get jerked, and then we
get
to end.
They jump down from every direction. Can you guys hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that? I just hit my fan with my headphones.
Sure.
No, that's what that sound was. I'm standing on my chair right now, and I hit my headphones.
Carson will be able to
hear. Okay, continue. Continue with Gert.
Anyway, and T'Chaka says in a very important line used by a certain Russian operator in Rainbow Six Siege. What was the faster one? You mean playing the faster one?
Yeah, sure.
Fucking hurts when I beat the Mathex engine, man.
Anyway.
Oh my god, that's too good. I
know he says that. And he mounts the LMG and he hoses every single one of them down. No mercy. What do? You basically have an entire village on your hands.
I search the entire town for supplies, food, weapons.
You do this. You gather all the weapons, which are primitive farming tools, primitive weapons. They're kind of rough steel, you know. Then you find a bunch of toys. And bedtime toys.
what do you want to do for the description of these bedtime toys?
Both.
Oh, of course. How could I forget?
Oh, 75.
Alright, calm down.
See, now that everyone's going to think that we are both open-minded and respect all genders.
Damn it.
Carson, this was a great deal.
We respect no genders.
Yeah, Matthew respects no.
Quality. Actually, there's only one gender, and it's near for nothing.
There's only one race, the human race. What about NASCAR?
Okay.
I think it's because it's bad.
So you spend the rest of the night doing what we all would do.
Of course.
Carson, this is the last turn.
Oh,
what do you
want to
do? Yeah, okay. This is also the last turn.
Okay, good. Okay, so I'm going to go to Dragon's Eye.
You already are in Dragon's Eye, you libtard.
Oh, sorry. Okay, I'm going to search for a wizard.
You search for a wizard.
wizard.
His name is Gargamel.
Okay. I ask him if he can upgrade the product spell.
He says, yeah, he uses it on the Smurfs all the time.
I ask him how much it would cost.
And he says, free. I'd love a good Smurf hunting partner.
Great, so I get him to upgrade the spell?
Yeah, for free. But on one condition, you have to go Smurf hunting with him and his cat.
Okay. I can accept that. Okay.
So, the first truth he says to you are a certain Thatcher Rainbow Six Siege words.
Volcanoes, where I be from the Six Angel.
And he says that to your face. And what do you say? You say you can help him with the Lolo.
I be from the Six Angel Man.
Okay.
What does that exist?
So, has he already upgraded the spell?
Yes, but he says it hurts. What do you do? And you offer him something for a low price of 2 coins. What do you want?
Okay, I do it. I do that, yes.
And he enjoys it so much, you don't even have to go Smurf hunting with
him. Oh, sweet.
So what do you want to do?
Okay, so next
time... But you also know where Smurf Village is.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, next up, I'm going to befriend the apprentice. I'm going to find an apprentice wizard, and I'm going to try to get him to be my friend.
Oh, God. Male or female?
Oh, it's male.
Oh, yes. So you walk into a tavern, and you smell fish already. Just fish. You walk in, and all you see are ladies. They don't even serve fish.
Yes, of course.
And you see one apprentice wizard.
Great. Okay, so I approach him.
But you realize there's a problem.
Oh, what's the problem?
She's just in a furry suit.
That's not a problem.
What animal?
Wait a minute. What do you mean? Oh, yeah, you can make extra pocket space in those.
Excuse me, Chef, but what animal?
Chef, I walk up to him and I say, listen, if you grant me access to your spell book, I'll give you a good time.
And with a male voice, he goes, a certain line from a certain statue in a certain game called Rainbow Six
Siege.
And anyway, you proceed to take it out back. You have a dandy old time, and the person asks if they can be your pet companion forever.
You will. Yes. Wait, I ask him, can he fight?
And he says, yeah, Uru.
I say, yes, you can be with me.
Anyway, he trips on a rock and proceeds to, splank.
Great. So then I get the apprentice spellbook, and I attempt to learn a spell.
The first spell you learn is Ultra Suck.
Okay, what can I do with it?
I think me and you both know what you can do with that spell.
I think Carson needs a little explanation.
Carson, okay. What do you think you can do with that spell?
I'm gonna guess that I can go... I'm gonna guess that I can just suck up any liquid. Just like...
Yeah, from any circular tube.
Dude, that's great.
Would the body be considered a circular tube?
Yes. With the body. And this ends the second episode of Discount D&D.
RPGs.
That was fun. Yes, this concludes it.